I'm speaking with Kathy Bryan, who is president of BBI International. And Kathy, we're just going to take a little visual trip. I'm kind of recording this on the little digital camera here. As we go through the trade show, we've got, 700 exhibitors this year?
Over 700 exhibitors. Just amazing increase. I think that's like 63% more than just last year.
And compared to, this is the 23rd, is that correct?
23rd year we've been doing this show. Well, actually not the whole show. When the fuel ethanol workshop started 23 years ago, we just had the workshop. We had seminars. There were no trade show, no exhibitors, no tabletops, anything like that. And there were probably anywhere between 25 and 40 people who came to the first few years worth. And today we're at over 5,000 people attending. Amazing.
And it's amazing. And really the major growth has been right in the last couple of years, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely the ethanol is finally understood. People can say the word. And it's used to be that we have to spell the word ethanol, and people had no idea what we were talking about. Now it's part of everyday activity and vocabulary. So it's a complete change.
And it's great to see all these. I'm just shooting this because it was interesting to me the different kinds of booths, the different kinds of companies that you have exhibiting here. Tell me a little bit about the range of types of companies you have exhibiting.
Well, I think we have everything from consultants who provide services, or provide information, to people, primarily those who are providing different technologies. And what's interesting, and we really didn't realize it at the very beginning of the trade show when we started in 1996, that the people who are coming don't come just to see the ethanol producers, who you'd think were the automatic clients. They come to meet the other vendors so that they can team up and become, you know, selling to that vendor or working together for a client.
Tell me about BBI International.
Well, in 1995, Mike Bryan, my husband, and I were both working in the ethanol industry for many, many years. In fact, we always laugh because it was the ethanol industry together, so we say we're one of the few couples who are proud to say that alcohol brought us together. Mike was working for the corn growers, and I was working for an enzyme company, and we said, wow, why don't we just start a company of our own? The two of us will just have a company, and we'll do a couple studies, maybe do the workshop and all that kind of stuff. And that was the two of us in 1995. Today we're over 110 people in three primary offices, plus our two international offices in Canada and Australia.
Now, of course, internationally, this industry has grown so much. How? Just tell me a little bit about that. How that is growing worldwide.
Well, ethanol has now become a global fuel. Countries all over the world are wanting to have really very much the same impact happen in their companies, countries as happened in the United States. They want to clean their air. They want to have oil and freedom from oil dependency. And I think the biggest and what excites me the most is the fact that the rural communities gain so much by having an ethanol industry. It's I have had the chance through this industry to go exciting places like the Great Wall and to the Sydney Opera House, but nothing compares with standing in front of a community on the day of a groundbreaking or open house to say, this is going to happen in this rural community, and this rural community is going to benefit from it and grow and prosper. It's so exciting.
Well, I mean, seeing the enormous growth that we've seen just in the last couple of years, where do you think, looking at it and seeing it grow, is the sky the limit?
I think the sky is close to the limit, I honestly do, and I don't say that casually, because grain someday may, you know, the grain crunch that we're talking about now, that's just the ebb and flow of changes that happen in the industry. It's going to straighten itself out. But cellulose will be the next big step, and when cellulose is converted to ethanol, we're going to see another big boom because the marketplace is ready for ethanol now, so it's very exciting that way. There's no stopping it now.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Kathy Bryan, president of BBI International.